It's HBR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence, welcoming a returning rock legend and sometime Maui resident, Dave Mason is back. New album just out recently, A Shade of Blues, his 21st album. New song with guitarist and vocalist Joe Bonamassa, Use It or Lose It, we're hearing it now. Life is what you make it come. Plus, there are more special guests we're going to hear about as we say a big aloha to Brother Dave Mason.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And a new record just out recently, and it's kind of cool stuff, A Shade of Blues. Now, this is Dave's 21st record. A lot of fun stuff connected to this thing. Now, first thing I wanted you to explain to us, because we just had a really cool kind of cross-generational thing along these lines where we had Bobby Rush and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. They're talking about this new thing they did together, and that spans the years, I don't have to tell you. Now, you have this thing on A Shade of Blues and a few other cuts with them, but a new one, Use It or Lose It, guitarist and vocalist Joe Bonamassa.
Actually, that track, maybe 16, 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously heard Joe on some stuff and just wanted to see if he'd be interested in doing something together. So found a way to get in touch with him and gave him a call and said, you know, would you be up for doing something together? And he was like, sounds great. I'll come on over. So he came over to the house and brought his guitar, brought a little amp.
So what this is really is a recording with Joe Bonamassa that you guys did from 16 years ago, and now you're putting it out.
Yeah.
Got
exactly.
It. Never been released at all? It just kind of sat there?
Never been released at all, no. At the time, I lived in Ojai, California.
That's where you guys hooked up and did the little get-together.
Cut this track.
How'd you first ever get to know him?
That was it.
So you just called the cat out of the blue? How'd you even get his, you just thought of putting him on there, huh?
He was just so good, man. He wasn't as well known back then as he is now, but I'd heard him and just, he was just so good. I just like, oh man, this would be great if he would come and do something with me.
That's neat. Well, you know, another cat that's on it, and like yourself with a Maui connection, I don't know how much he's still over there. I think his, he had a place out on the West Maui side. Michael McDonald, what's up with that track?
Michael was more recent because that's a new song. It's just you and me. And that was basically, John McPhee and I are very good friends, mm-hmm. The Doobie Brothers. And Michael lives pretty close to him down in near Santa Barbara. So Michael had been recording at his studio, and I was down there visiting John and had the track and was just like, I think maybe Michael might be free and want to come over and put a little something on one of these tracks for me. And basically that was that how that happened again. So I just gave him a call and came on over and put some organ, piano, and did a little vocal stuff on that one song.
Now the Joe Bonamassa, it says here, playing on a couple of reworkings of Traffic Classics, Low Spark, A High Heel Boys, and Dear Mr. Fantasy. Was that recorded back at the same time too?
Fantasy, I'd done that track a while back and I added Joe into that. And the same with the Low Spark of a High Heel Boys is actually a live track from a concert. And I rearranged the song to that version. I added Joe into it.
Fascinating. You know another thing about you, which I don't think I've ever asked, because we've had Dave on, again, it's Dave Mason talking about A Shade of Blues, 21st record. Of all the times you're on, I never really asked you. You know, I'd lived in Boston for 12 years, and outside of Boston, there's a city many people in the United States could never pronounce right, Worcester. You're from Worcester, England. Now, first of all, is that how they pronounce it over there, Worcester?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying it right.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any big local food, or what is there about that city that made it unique, if there is anything that you can recall or give it credit?
Worcester porcelain.
Porcelain?
Mm-hmm.
Like cups and stuff, chinaware kind of deal?
Exactly.
Wow. A whole insight.
And Leon Perrin's sauce.
Sauce.
Mm-hmm. Worcestershire sauce.
Right. Oh, it would be from Worcester. Okay. Because there's a Worcestershire, though, isn't there? Isn't that a separate place?
Well, that's the county.
Oh, that's the county. Well, and Worcester's in Worcestershire County.
Right.
Huh. This is, look at us providing a little bit more with our chat today. Now, turning to one of these other stories that I think we've talked about this guy a few times, but I've never phrased it like this. So, your song Feeling All Right, everybody knows, rock anthem, first recorded by Traffic, covered by lots of people, but that includes Joe Cocker. I only saw Joe just one time, but it was a good one. If you're only going to see him once, it was Woodstock 94. He played your song in front of close to a 500,000 people. So my question for you, what is your absolute coolest story of time with the late, great Joe Cocker?
Well, basically, I tried to put together some tours with him, but they never happened. But we got up and did the song together at one point on the road when he was out there. So finally, I got to do it. But the most fun version of doing it was doing it with them. I did it a couple of times live on stage with John Belushi doing Joe Cocker.
And you were playing with him, and he was playing the role of Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
And was this for Saturday Night Live?
No. No.
Where was this?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's so fun. And so he got up on stage, and you remember, like, and he did more than just a few seconds? Like, he did the whole song with you?
He did the whole song. All over the
station. I love that kind of stuff. And then in the final one, because it's such a massive thing that I don't know why. Again, there are a lot, because I was like searching, you know, there's some things about his career you never asked. And one of them, March 18th, 1978, I believe it is your largest ever performance, Ontario Motor Speedway, Ontario, California, Cal Jam 2. About 500,000 people. Here's the lineup for folks who are listening. Aerosmith, Ted Nugent, Foreigner, Heart, yourself, Santana, Bob Welch. What comes to mind of doing this gig?
A lot of people. Basically, that's it. They just helicoptered in and just did our show. I think I got up and did a couple of songs with Santana on there.
Sitting in with Carlos. And you remember the helicopter ride over? Was that a typical thing?
No.
So it had to be some kind of sight, seeing that kind of crowd.
There wasn't really any other way of getting in and out of there.
That's a lot of people to stick in one place.
Cal Jam 2 it was.
Yeah, California Jam 2, Ontario Motor Speedway. It followed the other Cal Jam, which had been in April 1974. Which I actually like that lineup a little better myself. That was Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Black Oak, Arkansas, Seals and Crofts, Earth, Wind and Fire, Eagles. June of 81, you did Andrews Amphitheater, UH Manoa opening for America. Steve, the mystery emailer, says he thinks it was your Hawaii debut. Do you think that's accurate?
When?
June 5th and 6th, 1981. Andrews Amphitheater, University of Hawaii Manoa, opening for the band America.
Well, it may have been. I really don't remember. I kind of feel that my first shows might have been at the tennis club on Maui.
Okay.
There was a great venue here on Maui.
Right.
Out about 6,000 or 7,000 people.
Yeah, I know, but I've seen some things, and that could have been very well in that. In that run or something. But and then your final question, and then we'll let you go. And it's a very, very important question, maybe more important than all this other stuff, actually. And it was the last thing we talked about the last time you were on. How is your mango tree doing over there on Maui?
Well, I guess it's good. I guess we'll be here when it bears fruit this time.
When is that? When does it bear fruit?
I guess June or so.
Well, I'm hoping that they're sweet and tasty.
That everybody tells me they're the best. Well,
that's a very cool thing. It's Dave Mason back with us, Shade of Blues, 21st record, and some fun stuff with Joe Bonamassa on it and Michael McDonald. And people can get that. That'll keep them feisty in the in-between. Sending you our very best, though, Dave, and I really do hope that you had fun being back on with us.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to do it.
Do you buy records? When was the last time you bought a record?
Do I buy records? No, I pretty much stick to
making them. I high-five you, brother. Stay safe, Brother Dave.
Thank you again.
You're welcome again. Aloha, man.
Bye.